In brief, a possible shot of snow and or ice Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. Tuesday update. Instead of a big snowstorm, we have another chance of a coating of snow or a coating of ice Wednesday morning and again Thursday morning. Be careful out there. End Tuesday update. Sunday update. Just a quick note today on the midweek storm. Models are trending towards better agreement and are taking the storm further north. Forecasted snow amounts for the I-25 folks are decreasing. More updates as things come into focus. End Sunday update. Forecast discussion. We start the week with near normal temperature as the mountains keep getting periods of snow, figure 1. The region will experience strong winds Sunday afternoon. There is a red flag warning for high fire danger for locations where snow has melted and the vegetation has dried out. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast from Weather Underground. The longer range forecast. A very deep trough moves into the west midweek, figure 2. This won't bring in unusually cold temperatures, but energy is present for a prolonged period of snow. Possibly. The Weather Underground, Wonderground for short, model has very different timing from the GFS model. Figure 1 shows the main portion of the storm arriving Wednesday and Thursday. The GFS has the bulk of the storm hitting Friday and Friday night, figure 3. I have them compared these timing differences with pink arrows in figure 1. The GFS has been consistent with giving the northeastern plains including I-25 folks a foot or more of snow, figure 4. The Canadian model only predicts 3 to 5 inches for this time period. I'll keep updating this article this week as the storm approaches. Figure 2. The 500 mb upper air forecast map for noon Friday from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 3. The surface forecast map for midnight Friday from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 4. The snowfall totals through Saturday. 10 to 1 ratio, from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 5. The snowfall totals through Friday morning, 10 to 1 ratio, from the Canadian model and tropicaltidbits.com.